For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a victorious edition of Spits and Suds, a playoff edition. We did it, folks. 8 games. See you later, baby. Here we go. There's number one down. Will we crack number two? Oh, the Frosties, they will flow. The Frosties, they will flow. Hi, hi, I'm Mario. The Frosties, they will flow. Let me get a sip out of this. And I know it's 1 a.m. in the morning. And I know it's a school night and I have to work early in the morning. But you know what? For now, we'll worry about that in just a few hours. Right now, I'm here to talk to you and enjoy. Let me get another sip. Ah, that was 8 games too many, people. Hey, everybody, I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Colin Blackwell, you've heard his name on this podcast. Oh, man, a Spits and Suds favorite, and boy, did he come through all night long, scoring at 17:46 of overtime. What a wide-open overtime we had. The Dallas Stars win 4-3 against the Avalanche, game two, and tie the series at one. Whew. As we go from Monday into Tuesday, unfortunately, the late start and the games ran late. So therefore, the Stars started late. So therefore, we are up late tonight together. And let's talk about this game and what it was all about. First of all, let's credit Pete DeBoer, who said after the game and then told his team and mentioned it to the press, that they needed to be more straight-lined, that they had to go back to the basics and not get so pass-happy. It was like the most beautiful playbook I was listening to before the game as far as what he wanted out of this team, and they absolutely responded. We talk about on this podcast about physicality and what it does, specifically when you're going up against the speed of the Colorado Avalanche, who were forechecking you so deep and exerting their own physicality, causing turnovers in your own end and just causing you to flip the puck out of your own zone. And the Stars came out and counterpunched. And that, to me, was one of the huge differences in the game. When this Dallas Stars team wants to play physical, they absolutely are so much better of a team. It's just not their style. But if they can force themselves to do this, you saw the results. And yes, sometimes physicality does result in penalty minutes. You want to stay out of the box. That was one of the keys to the game we talked about the other night. Stay out of the box against this Avalanche team. You saw once again that a needless penalty ended up being a goal. But at the same time, God, I love you, Jamie Benn, when you hit. Jamie Benn was a menace on the ice tonight. He was old Jamie Benn, and it was beautiful to see. You know I've been on the captain. So those coldies are for you, Jamie. You absolutely stepped up your game. And by the way, congratulations on your child. That's awesome. Just so cool to see this team hit back and hit effectively. And I honestly think that Colorado, although both teams were back and forth, might have been a little bit of a wear down factor. That's what happens. And what an overtime we saw. I really had to check myself at one point. I'm like, are we playing 4-on-4 overtime? Is this like 3-on-3 regular season? This is absolutely crazy up and down. They didn't even take a break. The ice girls were waiting to get on the ice. It was nuts. Tyler Seguin, you may still be a step behind, but boy, can you still pull that trigger on a one-timer. And man, it's great to see you back on the ice. Now, reminder, when we win, I'm going to homer it up for a second and say we. When the Stars win, we tend to forget that two of their top five players currently are out in Miro Heiskanen and Jason Robertson. We talk about that in losing situations, but we don't talk about it in winning situations. You take away Martin Natchez and Cale Makar from the Colorado Avalanche, and that's my comparison. Colorado's a different team. They still have Nathan MacKinnon, but they're a different team. And that's what the Stars are facing right now. And that's why it was a great gut check win. Man, did Jake Oettinger make big saves tonight. Jake Oettinger got better as the game moved along. Both goalies played really well once again. But Jake Oettinger shined when he needed to. Specifically, and it was a long time ago, in that first period, I thought that game was decided in many respects in that first period. I thought Oettinger, when Colorado came out stronger than Dallas, three high-quality chances, and Oettinger absolutely responded. There probably were some positioning mistakes that can be corrected. He knows that. He knows that better than we do. And heck, we have one of the best goalie coaches in the league. They'll adjust that. But when he needed to be there, he was. Pete DeBoer makes an adjustment, and we need to talk about this. Mikko Rantanen in the thin line. And how good that was. Rantanen, Granlin, Hintz. Absolutely love that combo. That was a smart move by Pete DeBoer. And even though he might not have got a tally and the red light flash, and Mikko Rantanen was a difference tonight. He played really well. Sometimes the puck's just not going in for you. But the effort was there. The physicality was there. The passing ability was there. He was a factor. And then we get to the fourth line. And listen, I love my Spitzing Suds guys. I love the analytics aspects. But there is a reason at the trade deadline that you see so many teams go after third and fourth line players. You need grinders in your lineup. You need energizer bunnies in your lineup. And it's a great move that DeBoer inserted Colin Blackwell in. I am pro Maverick Bork, 100% Maverick Bork. He's part of the future. I think Maverick Bork's a 20-25 goal guy. But I am certainly glad that Colin Blackwell is in the lineup. And although he didn't show up as far as an assist, Oscar Beck, certainly on Thomas Harley's goal, did a real nice job on a front screen. Sam Steele was also excellent tonight. That fourth line was the difference for the Stars. You cannot take Colin Blackwell out of this lineup. And obviously an overtime goal will certainly make that a hard decision. But I think Colin Blackwell, if he played, and I know he was injured for a bit, but what a year he had for the Dallas Stars. And I'm just happy for him. I'm happy for him because of the injuries he sustained in his hockey career. I'm happy for him. It's a guy that fought his way into the NHL. A guy that bounced around for several teams. And he'll be able to tell his grandchildren. And his grandchildren will be able to tell everyone that my granddad was a hero on this night. And he deserves it. Great teammate. Great roommate guy. Doesn't complain, just plays hockey, plays it hard, so good on the penalty kill, hustler. I just think he was a difference maker out there. I mean, we talk about physicality neutralizing speed. Colin Blackwell is kind of both in that he can be physical, and he was coming out to hit tonight, and he had great energy, but he also has great speed. And Sam Steele has great speed as well. So it's a different kind of fourth line than you're used to seeing at some teams. This fourth line, when you have Blackwell and Steele together, can score.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, Shank Half or Whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco Snack Crackers, Ritz Crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So let's go through things and then we'll take your X/tweets as we always do. And you guys are so great. You lined up. And thank you so much for sending your frosty pictures in. What's so funny is Twitter/X is throwing all kinds of content warnings at me. The following may contain sensitive material. And it's all pictures of your frosties. So keep them coming. Because it's pretty awesome. And I'm absolutely loving it. And I love playoff hockey. Specifically when you're on the winning end. So as we talked about, Jake Oettinger. Big early, stopping three Avs chances. Colorado, quality opportunities. But Oettinger holding the fort down. And then Blackwell getting physical, carrying out of the zone, creating an opportunity, mucking it up after the whistle. You remember that? That's a long time ago. But I absolutely love how he did that to start the game. We are not going to allow you to boss yourselves around in our house. And skill set is an amazing thing. And the Stars are one of the more talented teams in the NHL. But you cannot let teams push you around. And the Stars punch back tonight. 15-minute mark. Colorado with a terrific opportunity in the first. It appeared though Charlie Coyle get a good look in front. These are the little things in playoff hockey that makes a difference. Petrovic with a nice job tying him up, getting in front of him, really blocking any opportunity for what looked like an opening because Ottinger was a little bit slow to get across. It was a big mess in front of the net, and Petrovic, I thought, possibly saved a goal in that opportunity. Hate to throw negatives. Hate it in a game like this. But I thought of an example that I want to throw at you. Remember the first year and a half, 2 years of Alexander Radulov and how much we loved Rads and how much of a great signing it was? And then in the final 2 years, Radulov was spending a lot of time in the penalty box. And most of those penalties were the over-aggression as far as trailing the puck handler. And when that puck handler got away, it was either a hold by Radulov or a stick between the legs, something that caused a penalty. So Mason Marchman kind of starting to remind me of that. He's very aggressive as far as going after the puck carrier. But for the second straight game, Marchman takes the first penalty of the game, trip in the neutral zone, didn't need to do it. Allow the player to go by you. Avs go on the power play. Something we talked about. Minimize the amount of Colorado power play minutes. Nathan MacKinnon does what Nathan MacKinnon does. He scores his third goal of the series. It's 1-0. And then Ottinger just continues to make big saves throughout the first period. Stars go on the power play with just over 2 minutes left. That's their first opportunity with the extra man. They make the most of it. Love what the captain did here. The calmness of Jamie Benn holding the puck behind the net. He gets it over to Mason Marchman, who throws it to the other side. We are so used to throwback seeing Tyler Seguin on the power play. Like, we witness a Tyler Seguin throwback one-timer going down to one knee. Nothing more pretty. Past Blackwood. 1-1. Stars go up 2-1. Thomas Harley does a nice job holding the puck, moving it just a little. And just that little movement by Thomas Harley allows him to move the puck over to where Oscar Beck was positioned. And he throws it through a screen set by Beck. And I don't think Blackwood saw it until it was too late. Stars take the lead with two straight goals. Terrific effort by all the Stars. They won puck battles. That was a corner shift. And they won those battles, keeping it in the zone prior to Harley getting the puck. And then remember when the Stars struggled to start the regular season? Seems like a long time ago. But that issue was, this was at the beginning of the season, and then it went away. Was the Stars scoring in any kind of momentum was quickly lost with their opponent scoring, like right after, like tonight, 1 minute, 2 seconds later. Colorado uses their speed to tie it up. Jack Drury, who Colorado picked up from Carolina in the Mikko Rantanen trade. And this play was really created by Logan O'Connor. We talk about the Stars' fourth line making a difference tonight. Even the third line of the Dallas Stars, Evgeny Dodonov with a great game. But the back end of the forward rotation of Colorado was really good tonight. Play was really created by Logan O'Connor. Puck moves along the boards. So if you can go back and watch this full play, it's fascinating. Because Esa Lindell has to make a choice. Either go after the puck and leave a Colorado forward wide open in front of Ottinger, or take the man. So he decided to move with the man going towards Ottinger. And that allowed O'Connor to get the puck. O'Connor wins the battle, finds Drury, just a real quick snap short side past Ottinger. Appears as though Ottinger was backed into his net a little bit, but it truly was a great shot. It's now 2-2. Here's a tough point in the game. Stars with three straight power play opportunities, and they overlapped. 10-18, Joel Kiviranta, interference against Mason Marchment. 15-12, Josh Manson, interference against Mikko Rantanen. 17-05, Logan O'Connor, tripping against Mikhail Granlund. So some good opportunities, some good Blackwood stops, but if you have three straight power plays like that, you have to take advantage. And the Stars can't score. And when Logan O'Connor jumps out of the box, he joins the Avs' rush. It was beautiful passing by both Girard and Lehkonen. They get it to O'Connor. So O'Connor is shielding Mason Marchment, and it was a perfect pass by Lehkonen onto the stick. Like, if that pass is any different, then O'Connor can't handle that. And O'Connor is similar to Blackwell in that he's a grinder, but he has a really nice skill set. So he shields Mason Marchment, on his back essentially, and then roofs a backhand with 33 seconds left in the second period. It was an absolute buzzkill at the AAC. It was a gut punch, but the Avs score two straight, take a 3-2 lead heading into the third period. And we know the third period has not been wonderful. So the Stars came out pretty good pressure. Once again, love the captain's game tonight. Jamie Benn charging the net, trying to stuff it in. Blackwood holds the line. They actually reviewed it, but the puck never crossed the line. They couldn't see it because of the padding of Blackwood. So it remains 3-2 until 10:13 of the third period. Stars dump it in, forecheck hard. I really like the Stars forechecking hard. They win the puck battle, gain possession. Evgeny Dodonov was part of that hard work along the boards. Remember what we said about Evgeny Dodonov heading into the playoffs? We wanted him in the lineup because he always finds a way to get a big goal in the playoffs. Well, he got one tonight. Once the Stars gained possession, Dodonov raced toward the net. Shot on net, Dodonov with the rebound, barely pushes it by Blackwood. Just good strength in front of the net. Stars tie it up at 3. Whew. Let's take a moment and talk about that barn tonight. Let's talk about that absolutely beautiful barn known as the American Airlines Center. Let's talk about the fans on their feet for the third period in overtime. Can we talk about how beautiful that was? Stick Tap Stars fans, you were absolutely on top of the game tonight. You made that a hard place to play. God, that was beautiful. So we go to overtime. And as we saw, Colin Blackwell ends it. I personally got a text back and forth from Tim Collins of 105.3 The Fan. He goes, "You think it ends in one?" I'm like, "I don't know how it doesn't. This was way too wide open for it to go two overtimes." I mean, up and down play. It was, yeah. So it was absolutely beautiful. All right, let's get to your tweets and your frosty pictures. They are absolutely beautiful. Full admission. Victory Plus went out on me, so initially I missed the Blackwell goal. Full admission. And I was mad for a split second at Victory Plus. And you're probably listening and said, well, my victory plus didn't go out. You're right, because you did not have a dog that moved over when he was asleep next to you and hit the remote control like I did. So stick tap to my dog, Rico. But the good thing is I pressed play and then I got to see it. It was absolutely beautiful. All right. How my Dirk taste says definitely needed that for us fans. Would love to be able to forget about the Mavs and celebrate the Stars. Yeah, real good for the city. We had a press conference today that didn't go over too well with Mavs fans, and I'll leave it at that. Doss Allen says 27 should be playing third and fourth line minutes. He's a liability taking penalties. True. He also draws penalties. Lazy tripping tonight because he stops skating and reached, embellishes, and bad in the D zone. Look at the third goal tonight. Yeah, let's talk about the embellishment because I agree with Doss. There was a potential call on Mason Marchman at one point, and I know people wanted that call, but he does have a reputation. And I'm not trying to knock Marchman. I really like Marchman as a player. I just think he needs to cut out these penalties, and he does have that reputation for over-exaggerating. And Doss says, I don't care about the points he puts up with 91 and 95 in the regular season. I just think that's a good trio though, Doss. But thank you so much for your contribution. I don't remember you contributing before. So real nice tweet. And thank you. I absolutely love, we have new Spits and Suds people chiming in tonight, and that's what's so great about playoff hockey. Kevin Lawler says, I was at the game, had plenty of Frosties. Heck yeah, man. Raise it. Drink it. Delicious. So he says, I was worried after the first. Yeah, we all were. Overtime playoff hockey is the best. Go Stars. Heather says, so great to see the energy level pick up in the third and overtime. I think not only was this a great win, it was a super important for the overall morale as well. Yes, great point, Heather. Great momentum win. Frosty for the night is not fun. I'm sick. And she tweets out a picture of Pedialyte. I mean, it is delicious at times. But Heather, best wishes on getting well. That is awesome as a fan that you hung through it. Get under that blanket, get some sleep. Looks like that Pedialyte is almost fully gone. So hope you finished it. And good for you for getting those fluids in you. And hopefully you'll be better for Wednesday night's tilt. Rene De Leon just tweets out a picture to me. Cazadores Blanco tequila with a Dallas Stars shot glass. Ooh, it's halfway full. That's a big shot, my man. I love it. All right, Trevor Harris, today felt there was a good group synergy tonight, felt they're getting in the crease, causing traffic, got them going on the score sheet. Yeah. So cheers to you as well, Trevor. You're absolutely right. They certainly made their net front presence known. They certainly were physical. Can they keep it up? Now you're going to Colorado. Now you're going up to a fired up fan base. So you got to take one in Colorado, or at least you'd like to see them take one. To win, you know, to win this series, clearly you do need to take one. All right, let's go to Jorge Galvin as I show my content warning. And it is a Silver Spaceship Hazy IPA, and it is showing one of the Stars' goals on the TV. It's a beauty, buddy. Absolute beauty. So hope you enjoy that Silver Spaceship. Love that label. All right. Sports by K-Twiz. Hell of a win. Cheers, Gavin. Tolo. Yeah, absolutely. Hell of a win. Let's celebrate together. Raise the Frosties. All right. Steven says, not saying DeBoer should keep Bork out, but definitely keep Blackwell in. The fans all knew he had it in him. Those final 40 minutes were the exact desperation we've been looking for from team all season. Must have been exhausting. Yeah, Pete DeBoer put it best where he said, yeah, we were desperate. And not saying we couldn't come back from 2-0, and he brought up the Vegas first-round series last year. He said, but 2-0 going to Colorado would have been awfully tough. So they knew what was at stake. And now going 1-1, that's a beautiful thing. Listen, we have to remember two of our top five players are out. And Colorado is really good. And the Stars made some adjustments tonight that I think, as the game wore on, allowed them a little bit more free ice and kind of curtailed that Colorado forecheck. Because in that first period, they had stifled Dallas, basically. Robbie says, well-deserved win. They have flipped the switch. Fourth line was huge tonight. Yep. Fourth line's been good all year. MB Tendy, let's go. You have been praising Colin Blackwell all year, and rightfully so. His style is perfect for the playoffs. He's earned a permanent spot on this roster. He's a gamer. Boys needed a game like this bad, a perfect game all around. All they need now is a split on the road in Denver. Thanks, Tendy. I appreciate the shout-out, and I appreciate it. There's a few of you that I'll read that shouted out the Spits and Suds tonight for the Colin Blackwell love. I just felt as though an insertion into the lineup provided a lot of energy, and I just love those energy guys in the playoffs. They just provide something, and, you know, a lot of times it doesn't show up on the score sheet. Tonight it did, but I just feel as though they can make a difference, and not only do they energize the building, but they energize their teammates. And you could see the strategy of Colin Blackwell early. In fact, when Colin Blackwell went over to the bench after getting involved in that scrum, you notice one of his teammates kind of patted him on the hip and said, "Nice job." The camera caught it, and I just said, "Yeah, they wanted that." Justin said, "Love seeing Ben and Sagan connect for a playoff goal in 2025." Yeah, it was old school. Absolutely loved it. Great point, Justin. Both played well tonight. Adam Deacon, replying to Ralph Strangis. So Mr. Strangis checking in and said, "I effing love Jamie Benn's game tonight." Amen, Ralph. So do I. And so Adam Deacon, who is across the pond in England, says he may have listened to your podcast with GJ Spittle. Reckon you lit a torch in his belly, Ralph. Yeah, that was a fiery episode with Ralph Strangis. He did not hold back. Absolutely right. Hope all is well in England, my man. And I have not forgotten that I need to visit with you. Tovash Hatcher, that was awesome. Yeah, it was. Tovash, you're absolutely right. Noah Brown, the Frosties are bark. Let's go. He is drinking a Simply Spiked lemonade, strawberry version. Ooh, that looks really good. We can't get swept now. Heck of an effort. Let's keep the momentum rolling. Also, stick tap to everyone who watched the ending on this one. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you read the box score and you read what happened at the end, you're probably pretty smart. But boy, overtime goals, when it happens in your favor, I mean, it's a jump out of bed, jump out of the sofa moment. It's just awesome. And kudos. That's a lifelong memory for you Stars fans that were in the building tonight. All right, let's see. Howay, hey, playoff overtime hockey is the best thing in sports. It sure is, Howay. The speed of that period was on turbo mode. How in the world do the players do that after 60 minutes? Also, third period on, that finally looked like Dallas Stars team that went back-to-back conference finals. Yeah, it really did. So I have asked players about that. It is hydrate in between. It is Red Bull or some kind of caffeinated beverage. Get yourself going. And they are in such good shape that they can do this. And if you notice in overtime, the shifts are extremely quick on both sides. So it's almost, I don't want to say, you know, they don't try to catch another team, but they are very careful about their line changes. But the line changes are short and they are sweet. And that's what keeps them going. And a lot of adrenaline, obviously. A lot at stake in playoff hockey. Christopher DeHardy, going to get maybe 2 hours of sleep before I have to head to work. Yeah, right now as I tape this, it's 1:28 a.m., so I'm with you, buddy. Worth it? Damn right. My Frosty will be my iced coffee that's currently brewing in the fridge. Oh, man, I'm so jealous. What kind of beans you rocking, Christopher? How much of the pitcher will I drink? Who knows? Go Stars. Oh, my goodness. All right. Our producer, Gregory Finley, gets involved. Here we go. This is playoff hockey. Good things happen when you throw the puck at the net and create traffic. Dadonov did that to tie, and Blackwell ended it by staying with it and getting the loose puck after Blackwood saved to win it. We have a series. Heck yeah, man. That's a great tweet by our producer, Gregory Finley. Matthew Martin. I knew there was a reason my mystery puck was Colin Blackwell this year. Oh, that's a sweet. I think that was Dallas Stars Diversity Night, and that's a nicely signed Colin Blackwell signature right there. Yeah, man. Savor that one. That's absolutely beautiful. All right. Chris Barnard. Blackwell was great. Bischel was ferocious in battles, gave us an element Texas hockey has not had since Hatcher. Need to stay out of the penalty box, though. If Miro can come back, is Colorado in trouble? I will say this. I absolutely love the interaction of Nathan MacKinnon and Liam Bischel. The chirps going back and forth, and I swear Nathan MacKinnon said, "You're a big boy, you're a big boy." Bischel was laughing as he was skating away, and that is just respect. That is just two guys like face-to-face, and kudos to MacKinnon. I mean, that guy is just an all-around gamer. He is tough. He is fast when he's on the ice. I feel like his legs are moving 2X. You know how you can do that? You can fast forward. And, you know, it says 2X, 3X. I just feel as though he's on fast forward every single time he's on the ice. Very similar to, you know, Connor McDavid. He might win the Hart Trophy this year, MacKinnon, for the second straight year. He's just been that good. So I just thought that was a real cool interaction. And you got to feel good if you're Colorado of how you've played going back to Colorado. It'll be interesting to see. Will we see Gabriel Landeskog? That'll be fun. Obviously, the barn will be pretty hot. Ball Arena will be a hopping. Let's see. Robbie G says, what about those line combo shifts? How much of an impact did that have in this game? Big Robbie. Yeah. Love the changes that Pete DeBoer and the coaching staff made to switch it up. Really liked it. Would not be surprised if those lines stay intact for the game on Wednesday night. We probably are, by the way, going to get about the same start time that we had tonight because the first game's running a little bit long. Belfour's Billions. Blackwell in and scored the OT winner and looked great all game. Stars got physical and helped their game immensely. If Utah had made the playoffs and won a game tonight, this would have been the Spittle trifecta. That is a David Castillo Belfour Billion dig on me. By the way, Utah is going to make the playoffs next year. It's just inevitable. Rupert says, kudos to you, Gavin. All year long, you've advocated for Colin Blackwell to be in the lineup because of his energy, and he brought it tonight. Thanks, Rupert. I really do appreciate it. Husky says, was at an Avs watch party, Gavin, and let me say, that felt awesome. Being surrounded by Avs fans, the only Stars fan, getting the last laugh, or in this case, cheer was amazing, though I'm upset I missed the game-winning goal, got sidetracked by the Edmonton-LA game. Can't wait to crack open that Dr. Pepper. Yeah, that was a beautiful six-pack, a six-pack or 12-pack that you sent of that Texas staple Dr. Pepper. So enjoy, Husky, and kudos going into enemy territory and an Avs watch party. That's impressive, my friend. So kudos to you. Let's go to Italian Cup champion. Florian Wiesel F Weezer 55. Our guy who raised the cup this year in the Italian Hockey League says, good morning, Gavin. Ben was the best player on ice, but the Stars are losing way too many draws, especially on special teams. I think they were something like 1-for-8. You would know, Flo Wee. You take a lot of draws, man. Absolutely love hearing from you. Congratulations. I still was wondering, you haven't responded. If I fly to Italy, can I get my day with the cup? That would be amazing. Or we'll fly you to Dallas and we'll do it a day with the Italian cup. How's that? That would be a blast. All right. Jordan H. Man, I just cost myself money all the time by opening my mouth on this podcast. Jordan H. from up in Canada. One of our favorite spits and sudsies. So happy for Blackwell. The fourth line was the only consistent group all game long. 29 has been great. Water on ice for me tonight. Cheers. Cheers, Jordan. That is an awesome frosty choice. Let's see. Quen Madrigaran says, that's it. That's the tweet. And it's Will Ferrell in a meme saying, I'm getting thirsty. Woody says, at the Andrew Wood 34, couldn't be happier for Blackwell. He played his butt off tonight. Every shift he had some impact of the game. Tovash tweeted out a picture of a shot and a chaser and said, salute. Salty Self, otherwise known as Travis. Pete knows exactly what puppet strings to pull. Lineup change, game winner, let's go. That's why I think Pete DeBoer, to me, win or lose this series, needs to come back. I think he has pulled a lot of great strings. And he's a bullish coach. And so anytime you're bullish, and Sean Shapiro tells us he's bullish, sometimes you want to stick with your guys. But he made some lineup changes tonight, tweaked it, put Blackwell in. Just really, really good moves. All right. X/JP at JBake23. Keep Blackwell in the lineup. He had one heck of a game tonight. Yeah, he did. Wasuko, best roster decision by DeBoer. Finally, Frosties. Yes. Let's see. Matto. And I absolutely love it that you guys, some of you are saying, like, they did it. They were physical. They inserted Blackwell. Way to go. Like, we don't have anything to do with it on Spits and Suts. We're just calling it like we see it. Matto says, props to the fans in the AAC. Absolutely bringing the heat tonight. Yeah, great barn. Great barn. Bubba Knocker, fourth line is a beastly unit. Yeah, they are. Absolutely. Super-Nover/Over says, I effing called it. We found our hero. Props to Jamie Benn for just mauling everyone on the ice tonight. Team effort. Job's not finished. Let's play the exact way on Wednesday. So here is the text exchange that Supernova sent me. 12 minutes to go. Let's go. Reply. Need a hero. He replies, Blackwell. Damn sure don't need to take a penalty. Woo. Hope it counts. LF, go, hold it, don't give up. Crappy call at the end. Yeah, no need for that. Got to fight him off. OT, luckily it's not 3-3. Yeah, Black. So you did call it Supernova Overs. So congratulations, and that's why I wanted to give you your props. All right, and let's see. I think that is it. And just a reminder, so if you go back and you look at my tweet, and the tweet was, show me your Frosties, just past midnight in Dallas. Let's crack them and celebrate together. Heck of an effort. So I put that out every game, which allows you guys to respond. And we had 29 responses and also 83 people liked it. So this is a Stars community. And I want to shout out another community, the Finish Line/Dallas Stars Cup Chat. If you can find that on, they're a very good group. Robert Tiffin jumps in there a lot of times, contributes. I'll jump in there and talk as well. But one of the cool things is this hockey community in DFW. So there's a lot of people that like that tweet, a lot of people that mentioned it. Just go through there and start liking some of these people and follow them, and they'll follow you back, because that's what it's all about. Let's grow this thing together. So I just love it when the Stars community comes together. I know I try to take the opportunity, and I will look. If you're not following me, I'll try to reach out to you. Or if you follow me and I haven't, I'll try to follow you back. So if I'm not following you, please send me a message. Happy to, because it's all about chatting and getting together. Several of you have become friends, which is awesome. And I'm serious. We need to do a gathering at some point. We need to grab some Frosties. Anytime any of you want to grab a Frosty, let me know. I know Fuzzy Wuzzy Boom Boom did like a watching party last year for some of his friends and invited me over. And I was like, heck yeah, let's go. Showed up. It was absolutely awesome. Had to leave to prepare for the podcast. But man, it was so great just sitting there and just talking with Stars fans. So thank you one and all. And don't forget, you can go on Apple and leave a review for Spits and Suds. That's always great. And tell a friend in this playoff, you know, series, if they're like, oh man, why isn't anyone covering the Stars? Well, we are covering the Stars on 105.3 The Fan. A lot of talk today. In fact, Eddie Olchuk joined the G-Bag Nation. So 105.3thefan.com. You can go back and you can listen to that interview. I'll be on with Sean and RJ at 9:20. So 8 hours from now, I'll be on with Sean and RJ. Enjoying and talking about the game as well. So we'll have coverage throughout the day on 105.3 The Fan. So congratulations. We cracked the Frosties. We cracked it last game to rid all the demons. And you know what? It absolutely worked. So stick tap and kudos to you, Stars fans. We'll have more podcasts for you soon. And we'll be back on Wednesday evening also for another post-game edition. Hopefully cracking more coldies right here on Spits and Suds. Until then, grab some coffee in the morning. But have a great day, everyone.